broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. So, have you looked at the new Honda Civic? Gorgeous. And so much fun to drive. And with 50 new Civics in stock, we've got the one you want to drive home today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7, represented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this opening segment presented by Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. It is the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. Bob Cupp and Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions with you here this evening, ready to reveal a lot of things. Yes, we're spilling it tonight, Utah.
This is the night. This is what came out of our top 10 list, if you remember us discussing that on our 200th anniversary show from show number one. But this has been great to be able to recognize and honor some of the best in local entertainment that's being played on this show and the Rock Station 97.7 regular rotation.
Yeah, we're talking about the Grassy Award nominees are going to be revealed here over the next hour or so, and you're going to get to hear those songs as well, and quite a process, to say the least, to get these nominees ironed out. Initially, there were about 21 initial nominees, and that was cut down from the 150 that are in regular rotation here, and that's kind of the parameters for a song to be a Grassy Award nominee. Has to be not only played here on the Grassroots Show, but played in regular rotation on 97.7, so you'll hear it throughout the day. And it also has to be a group that is still active and going actively and playing and outperforming currently. So it can't be a song from yesteryear that we just happened to pull out. Then we spread it around to everybody that works here and give them an opportunity to offer their insight and pick 10 of their favorites, and then whittle it down from there through the voting process, and to whittle it down to 12 nominees, an incredible, incredible process. In fact, we had to have a tiebreaker to get the final three of those 12 in.
Yeah, and just the participation from the staff here at Butler Media Group was just really great this year. It was cool to see everybody on board. And it shows that the local music has gotten their attention, too, because it wasn't like we presented them these songs for the first time, tell us what one you like better. They're already familiar with the songs. They're listening to them, know who these bands are, like the songs, and we're kind of passionate about who they voted for. So that was pretty neat.
Right. And even to get to the list of 21 is not just Bob and Utah's personal preferences. They were songs that we paid attention to that were being requested, that were being notified about, that people were banging on the door about. So that goes a long way throughout the year when you call in, if it's a lunchtime request, or you're sending an email saying, hey, I'd like to hear this song. That gets paid attention to very, very closely and is part of that initial mainframe nomination. This is seriously like, I know now what the NCAA goes through to pick the 64 teams that play in March Madness in the basketball tournament, because this is an incredibly difficult process. And I'm telling you right now, there's a song out there that probably didn't even make the 21 that could probably win the thing. Yeah. And there's songs out there that probably were in that 21 that didn't get to the 12. I mean, it's crazy. I'll be curious to see how you, the fans out there, respond to this and how you vote, because this is going to be an incredibly difficult process, just naming one out of the 12.
Well, about half of my list didn't make it. So, yeah, I mean, that just goes to show it's not just you and I either.
Right.
You know, we do our best job for the parameters that you laid out, and this is how it ends up. And then from here, it's in your hands.
That's in your hands,
the listeners, the fans, the supporters of the local music scene.
Absolutely. So we're going to get at it here, and we're going to play them for you. You're going to hear 12 songs that will be up then in the 1st of June. As of June 1st, through the entire month of June, you, the listeners, will have the opportunity to go to 977rocks.com. There will be a Grassy nomination page there. You can actually listen to each of those songs as you get on through, and then you'll vote on those songs that you think are the most impressive, and the overall winner will get the Grassy Award, number 4, following on the heels of Highway 4, Shag Dog Melonhead, and the Shiners. Now, the Shiners were the only band who were ineligible this year. Once you win that year, you can't win the following year, but then they're back into the mix again. And we've had the other bands back in the mix, and we'll see if they made the cut. So let's get at it here. What do you think?
All right. Well, who's number one on the list here? And we're doing these in alphabetical order, too. So that's how we're going to roll through these.
Yes. So they will be in alphabetical order. This has nothing to do with how many votes they got in the nomination process, because that's irrelevant. It goes to you, the listeners, now. And we'll start with a number. And this is pretty cool, because this is the first appearance on the Grassy nomination list for this band, who have been around in the Pittsburgh scene for many, many years. They're still very active. They play all the time. And what a group of veteran musicians.
Yeah, I want to say since the early 90s they've been around, and this is a great song. When I heard this, it caught my ear right away, and so I'm glad to have it on here. It's called their band is called 8th Street Rocks, and the song is Load the Big Guns.
And let's play it. It's the first of the nomination reveals tonight, the Grassy Awards, on The Rock Station 97.7.
Subtle signs, fresh footprints in the flower bed, shadows out beyond the gates. I've seen them staring, but nothing's ever said. Took the money from the central trust, threw the mattresses down on the floor. Get them lights, I'll draw the curtains. Think of someone knocking. Go!
Well, there you go. Loading up the big guns, and hopefully 8th Street Rocks can load up their fan base and get the votes going June 1st.
Yeah, we'll have to reach out to them and let them know.
That's right.
I wonder if they're even aware of it, but whatever.
And that's a band we really need to get on. I mean, there's some guys that have been around for 30 years in the industry here in Western Pennsylvania, and we'll have to make that a point. So get voting as of June 1st. If you like, load the big guns, 8th Street Rocks. Next up is a debut band. In fact, we don't even have their debut CD yet. It's being mixed down at Meat Locker Recording Studios, ironically, as we speak. But they did have a lead single off of it that will appear on the album right out of the gate, and they're a newly formed band.
Yes, and I'm excited to be a part of their CD release party coming up at the Monroe Hotel. So I'll be playing a few songs there, opening the show up. And this band will be performing at the Band Jam Grassroots Festival this year.
How about it? It's Anger the Ant, and we welcome them to the music scene, and they have taken it by storm. This was one of the songs, and I won't tell you what songs got the highest votes, but I will tell you this. This was one of the bands that almost everybody had picked on their list as we whittled down the nominations. And a very good song called Drunk on Us. It's Anger the Ant on The Rock Station, 97.
You see the lightning flash, I feel the world crashing down. You view it as a second chance. I feel the world's going mad. It's not fair, not over, not simple, and it's not sober. I'm drunk on life and love and other stuff. I'm drunk on us and your tattoos with your hairdo. Your tattoos and your hairdo and your eyes, you're all.
It's a Sunday night of Memorial Day weekend here on the Grassroots Show, and it's our Grassy Nomination Preview Show. So far, you've heard 8th Street Rocks. What a great tune from Anger the Ant, too. Love that song. And next up is a band that has actually taken a little bit of nationwide by storm activity. They were natives of this area. I think if I remember correctly, the story goes, I believe they went to St. Luke's School and grew up in this area. They're Butler natives. And now live in Nashville, and we had their lead vocalist on a while back, but they were actually Dove Award Best New Artist nominees a year ago, and they're a Christian-based group, very talented, play this area quite a bit, pop through all the time, but are on national tours constantly, traversing the nation, and I think they've got a huge future in front of them, and the band About a Mile.
Yeah, it's three brothers, and if I recall, this song was on the list last year as well.
Yeah, it's a return nominee. So that's the first of the group that we have, About a Mile. And let's give a listen to I Hate Hate, a Grassy Award nominee here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Why is it welcome in our cities? Why is it welcome in our schools? Are we ever gonna wake up? Feed the fire fuel. The thing that's tearing us apart isn't welcome in my heart. I hate, hate. What's it gonna take to love one another? Change our ways. Come on, sisters. Come on, brothers. Haven't we had enough? Just as much as I love love. I hate, hate. It infects us like a poison. Love's the antidote we need. And if you're not part of the cure, then you're part of the disease. So what's it gonna be? A million ways to disagree, but we've only got one enemy. I hate, hate. What's it gonna take? Love one another, change our ways. Come on, sisters, come on, brothers. Haven't we had enough? Just as much as I love, love. I hate, hate. I admit that I have stolen. I admit that I have stolen my fair share of stones. Gonna take to love one another, change our ways. Come on, sisters, come on, brothers. Haven't we had enough? Just as much as I love, love. I hate, hate. I hate, hate. What's it gonna take to love one another? Change our ways.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassy Award nomination show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7 in the Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And this segment is brought to you by the place you need to be this weekend because it's so doggone hot out there. You might need a refreshment. I don't know. Are they open Memorial Day? We're talking about the Rainbow Inn in Freeport.
You know what? I'm not sure if they'll be open Memorial Day or not, but I know they'll be open Saturday, and I might be working on my dock, so I might just have to walk around the corner there and refresh myself.
There you go. But you can do that refreshingly with the Man Can Special 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. It's down on Freeport, down in Freeport. Conveniently located, and our longest-running sponsor of this show, the Rainbow Inn.
And we've got playoff hockey coming up, so that's a great place to watch playoff hockey. And, hey, them Buccos are nipping at the Cubs' heels. I love it.
How about it? Yeah, of course, Monday night be the game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Pens in San Jose. And, of course, the Buccos wrapping up a trek down to Texas. Boy, they ran into some arms this weekend. With Darvish coming back and Hamels in the mix, but they've been soldiering on. I mean, this is a fun team to watch. Reminds me a lot of the 79 team with the Lumber Crew. And, you know, you look at, get off the subject of music for a moment, but Gregory Polanco, when I see him bat, he reminds me so much. He has a sweet swing like Daryl Strawberry, but he's got the size of Dave Parker. And look what he's doing in that three spot.
He's doing it. Yep, absolutely. Fun stuff. Yep. So back to the subject at hand.
Let's get back to the Grassy nominees. So far, in the opening segment here on our show tonight, you heard 8th Street Rocks, Load the Big Guns, Anger the Ant, making their debut on the Grassy Award nominations and making their debut because they're a brand new band, Drunk on Us, and About a Mile, a return visit from I Hate Hate. And we have another gentleman who's actually been part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and the Grassy Award nominations.
Yes, he was nominated before with a different song, but he has a brand new CD out, and this song here, I think, has caught everybody's attention off of that CD.
Yeah, it's a great bluesy little tune from Jeff Fetterman. He's from Bradford, Pennsylvania, and sit down and listen to this cool guitar vibe, and he just has that bluesy, soulful voice. Jeff Fetterman and Wash My Blues Away here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Found a pot of gold. never was an angel. You could never see the light. Baby, I travel down this road. I carry you inside of me, but I still feel so alone. Well, we've said our goodbyes, we've gone our separate ways. I wish that it would rain.
It's the Grassy Award nomination show. We're revealing the 12 songs that will be up for this year's 2016 Grassy Award. Who will follow on the heels of Highway 4, Shagdog Melonhead, and the Shiners? Well, we're going to find out at the end of June. You'll find out at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, because that's where we reveal it. And for the 3 years we've had it, ironically, we've been able to announce it and give it to the band that was there in tow for the weekend. We don't know if that'll happen this year, because it's in your hands. You'll get to vote the entire month of June by going to 977rocks.com.
Yeah, and that's about half of the nominees this year will be at the Band Jam, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. We have not had to present one yet with a band not there. So I think we mentioned getting a satellite and doing an uplink and all that here a few weeks back. I've been tinkering in the garage, Bob. We'll see what we can have ready to go if that's the case.
Well, what was it? Was it 17,000 votes last year?
It was mind-boggling. It was a lot of votes.
And we thank you, the listeners, for taking time, because we treat this as a very serious process, especially the breakdown of the nominations. It's an incredibly difficult process. We include everybody here within the Butler Media Group, and it's not just the rock station 97.7. We've got three radio stations here. We invited everybody to be involved, salespeople, on-air people, news people, you name it. Anybody that listens to 97.7 FM and hears these songs, they've had the opportunity to sit down and go through the songs individually. That's the cool process. They don't just say, oh yeah, I remember hearing that on the radio. No, we sit down and listen to them and break it down, and somehow got it down to 12.
And they took it seriously too, which is really cool. And again, their participation in this is crucial, critical to making this happen.
It really is, because we want it to be right, and we know that the bands have taken it very seriously when they're even nominated, certainly let alone the winners. And here we are with the band that's going to headline our Saturday night at the Band Jam.
Yeah, these guys have been making a lot of noise in the area. We've seen them on Pirates post-game shows and hear them on the radio all the time. And they have a brand new CD as well, and this is one of the songs off of that that made the list.
Yeah, cool song called One Plug in the Wall. The album is called One Plug in the Wall. And Jay Wiley and the boys, the Hawkeyes, and a cool tune that we actually played on Friday as well, revealing the Hawkeyes would be our Saturday headliner. Little Had Enough here on the Grassy and Nomination Show 97.7.
By undo, by undo.
It's the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn. It's our Grassy Award nomination show. You just heard Had Enough from the Hawkeyes, Jeff Fetterman, before that with Wash My Blues Away. Next up is a band that is nominated for the fourth year in a row. No, sorry, check that. Yeah, fourth year in a row. This is our fourth Grassy. So they're the only band to have been nominated each and every year.
And I think with a different song each and every year, too.
How about that? And their band that has been on a little hiatus for the last couple of months just played a gig, as a matter of fact, last night down in New Brighton. They were on, with the Red Lines, and who else was on that bill?
That was Friday night, and I think it was with Wine and Spirit, was it not?
Oh, yeah, Wine and Spirit, Red Lines, and the Highland Brothers Band. And, yeah, I had the honor of being, ironically, in this video, and this was one, what we mentioned earlier, Anger the Ant, was one of the most voted for nominations in the process. This band also was one of the most nominated in the process, and again for the fourth year in a row. It's amazing what the Highland Brothers Band have been able to do in this Grassy Award and in this Grassroots Show with their appearances.
Yeah, and so who knows if we'll be presenting them the award or not. You'll have to vote through the month of June. See who takes home that coveted prize. But we might be handing it to them on the stage at the Band Jam. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, they were the runner-up 2 years ago. I remember that. They'll be there again this year at the Grassroots Band Jam Music Festival. So let's play The Feeling from the Highland Brothers Band here on the Grassroots Nomination Show. Thank you.
like fish. Whiskey dancing, smoking, and carefree nights. There's too much bitching. This world's just itching now to burn itself down to the ground. Now I'm feeling I need healing, and I don't think I'm ever gonna come back down. I know things can always stay the same, so while I'm feeling like the way I feel today, so I love feeling like the way I feel today. Yes, sir.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Thank you to our sponsors who help present this show, including European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, who also will be presenting sponsors of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Don't forget, folks, July 15th through 17th, Cooper's Lake Campground, where they are having the big Pyro Fest this weekend, or did, Friday and Saturday, will be there setting off the fireworks of music in mid-July. And if you go to thebandjam.com, you can see all about that. As a matter of fact, all of the band lineups have been set and announced, and you can go and check that out and see who you want to come out and see.
Yeah, absolutely. Schedule's in place, and tickets are selling. And, you know, if you have a certain spot you want to camp, or a group of you want to camp together, you can do that from Cooper's Campground website and set all of that up. Make sure you get where you want. Some people want to be off by themselves. Some people want to be in the fray of things. Okay. Some people all want to be together. Like we just played the Highland Brothers Band. There's always Camp Highland Brothers Band. There's like 100 people there or something. They take over half the park. It's cool.
It's yeah.
I've wandered through there more than once.
Well, they've had the coldest beer.
Well, there you go. So So, yeah, good times there. And once again, this the kids 12 and under are free. And not only do we have the bands, we're going to have the Hoop Bear back out there. Dragonfly Balloons is going to be out there. Belly Dance by Melissa. And we're going to get that Taekwondo demonstration back again this year. So a lot of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of different things, and it keeps everybody active. There's a lot, you know, it's just, it's all about artistry, friends. It celebrates the music we have here on the Grassroots Show, but it also celebrates the arts, which so many times, you know, we all talk about budget cuts, but when you look at, you know, education in our country, what's the first thing that gets cut? It's artistry, and we celebrate that here.
Well, and that's a great point, because if you recall, the Hoop Bear called in on our show last year and even said that, as an artist, you know, art goes together with music, and she was very appreciative of that, and she could see the connection for that, and she's always a fantastic addition to our events. So.
Absolutely. Well, next up is last year's runner-up. We talked about the Highland Brothers Band being the runner-up 2 years ago. This was last year's runner-up. They made a serious run at the Shiners. In fact, if you remember the voting going into the final weekend, these guys were leading, and the Shiners overtook them and blew them out over the weekend.
Yeah, that was something, quite a race. And of course, Shiner's one of my favorite bands, but so are these guys. I love working with these guys. The great song, great song here, and that's Lions in America.
Fine art of falling apart. And let's listen to the stories of this town. Lions in America, Grassy nominee for the 2016 voting that will get underway June 1st at 977rocks.com.
It's the fine art of falling apart in this town. I hope you all see what's happening here in this town. I told you all 10 years ago in a song. I told you to get out and never look back and never let it go. 'Cause it's the fine art of falling apart in this town. And I hope I can escape, I hope I can escape, I hope it's not too late. And I hope I can escape, I hope I can escape, I hope it's not too late. What is it about this town that makes us so?
I hope it's not too late.
Grassy Award nomination show tonight here for your Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're interrupting the double shot weekend to give you 12 shots. We're lining them up.
Well, it's kind of funny you say double shot because in this voting process, there was actually a band who had two songs, two separate songs on the list that were tied.
That's right, nominated.
Yeah,
of course.
That made things even more complicated.
It did, because we said in our initial rules the first year we did this that we wanted to spread it out. If we were going to have 12 nominations, it was going to be 12 different bands. So know this, somebody you're voting for would have been on there twice. And the reason for that, only having one band, we feel it would draw away from the voting. It would hurt the band more than it would hurt anybody else, because you're going to be drawn to say, well, I want to vote for that band, but I like this song maybe a little better than this song. So it would have hurt the band. That's why we do that. That's why there are 12 different artists, musicians, groups that are in this particular process.
And it does open up a spot to one of many deserving bands. I mean, this list could be 100 bands long.
Oh, it absolutely could.
But it can't be. There's 12 months in the year. We have 12 nominations. Yeah. That's how we kind of go about it.
And I guarantee you, we could sit down here and go through 100 nominations that didn't get in. Or songs that should be in.
Like I said, half my list didn't make it. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, and we take very seriously the songs that get played in regular rotation. We feel are the best of the best. I mean, they're worthy of being heard day in and day out. And that doesn't mean we're slighting a song that maybe has only appeared on the Grassroots Show. These are the best of the best in our eyes. And what you listeners demand as well. And that's the thing. A lot of these bands are bands that people are ringing the phone for, sending emails for, making noise for, and you know, setting the tone with Facebook and more. So that's what it's all about. And next up is a guy who has been in the Pittsburgh music scene. You know, you kind of equate this to a little bit of 8th Street Rocks, who were our first discussion tonight, who are a nominee with Load the Big Guns. A guy named Freddie Nelson. He was part of the band called Triple X back in the late 80s. He took that over into Too Tall Jones, which was his own group. And now he's out solo, doing his own thing. Has a new album that will be coming out later this year. He's finalizing recording of that. But he did a great collaboration with another guy who grew up here in Western Pennsylvania and is kind of like Greg Mara, went off and made it big. And Greg Mara's played with that guy. That name is Paul Gilbert of Mr. Big fame. And Racer X, the band, and this guy, Freddie Nelson, great vocalist, who was actually the lead guitarist of Triple X, and then when Too Tall Jones came, that's when he, you know, kind of equates me to John Sykes of Blue Murder, Whitesnake fame, and of course he played in Thin Lizzy too, but we're talking Freddie Nelson, great vocalist, joining together with Paul Gilbert. This is a song from a couple of years ago. They've actually done a new collaboration, which is under Paul Gilbert. That Freddie sings a couple of songs on. But this is Freddie and Paul together in a great tune called Waste of Time on the Degrassi Award nomination show.
so far away. It's such a lonely day away from you. I feel like cellophane. I look right through the pain to catch a glimpse of you.
Getting ourselves through the 12 nominations of the Grassy Award here on the Grassroots Show tonight. You'll be voting on these songs throughout the month of June at 977rocks.com. When you go to that page, there will be a Grassy nomination page, and then it'll probably say Vote Grassies. You go on there, you can actually click on the song and listen to it. We hope you'll take the time to do that. That's how we create the nominations. The people that voted on the nominations from our business here at the Butler Media Group sat down and listened to every song that was on the extensive list and then helped us to reduce it to the 12 we're presenting to you tonight. You've heard 8th Street Rocks, Load the Big Guns, Anger the Ant, Drunk on Us, About a Mile, I Hate Hate, Jeff Fetterman, Wash My Blues Away, The Hawkeyes, Had Enough, Highland Brothers Band, The Feeling, Lions in America, Fine Art of Falling Apart, and Waste of Time from Freddie Nelson and Paul Gilbert. And next up is a band that also were part of a get-together this past Friday night. And, boy, you want to talk about guys that get behind the music scene.
Yeah, I think they're going down to make history. And I think this song is a returning song. Wasn't it nominated last year as well?
I believe so.
And they have a brand new CD out, even though this is from their previous CD. So we're going to be hearing a lot from these guys. And honored to have them to be part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival again this year. They actually let me jump on stage with them last year and sing this song, and I couldn't have been happier. With a toothless grin, I was grinning, Bob.
I love it. Of course, we're talking about the Redlines. I love their new song, Snake. I have a feeling that might be making an appearance next year. We'll see how the nomination process goes. But this is a cool tune. And just a fun little jam that makes you think of Friday nights. And if you're out having a beverage with a girl and something goes down.
If I'm going down, the Red Lines.
You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings? Oh, man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
The Rock Done Right Tour here in 2016 will take the entire month of June off because you'll be focusing on voting for the Grassy Award on The Rock Station 97.7, but returns in a big way with two shows in July, including a July 4th spectacular at the Big Butler Fair presented by Shady Lady Productions. You'll have an opportunity to see local bands jamming the evening away ahead of the fireworks at the Big Butler Fair. Then get ready for the Big Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 15th and 16th. Check it out at thebandjam.com, where you can also link to Cooper's Lake Campground and reserve a spot to stay for the weekend. You can also pick up your tickets at any Shady Lady Productions show, The Rock Station 97.7 on Pillow Street in Butler, and at Sloan's Guitar Emporium, Route 8 and Mercer Road intersection in Center Township. And don't forget, the Rock Done Right Tour continues with the Corbry Woodstock Music Festival in Gibsonia the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, that's September 4th, and then Rocktoberfest October 8th at Kelly Automotive Park.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassy Nomination Show, and who knows, maybe you're going out to see some of those bands that are nominated tonight. And some of these bands that are nominated tonight are going to be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in July. Hope you'll come out and support the cause and support these bands. Say yeah to local music is what I say.
Yeah, and I think the next band we're going to announce, they were nominated last year for a different song, and they're making their debut appearance at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year. We've had them on the show a couple times.
Take off on an old Dodge engine, huh?
Something like that.
Slant 6?
Yeah, a little Slant 6, and I think you already nailed the song title. But,
yeah. Say yeah.
There you go.
Insecurities in the city of sinners, it seems the winners are the minority. Maybe I'll stay, maybe I'll go win the game, like nobody knows. Any time is up, man, it's just too tough. Never live up, say yeah. To live like you want it, say yeah. To never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. Don't think twice, things gonna be alright. If you're with me, let me hear you scream, say yeah. Listening now to think that simple advice is the only you'll ever need. Anybody can get a dream, but to believe is far from reality. It's the simple escape that you try to make when you kiss the lips of old Mary Jane. Man, it's just too tough if you had enough. It's a scream from the top of your lungs. You say yeah. To live it like you want it. Say yeah. To live it in the moment. Pass you by. Oh, it's your life. You only live once, so don't think twice. Everything's gonna be alright. With me, let me hear you scream. Say yeah.
your insecurities before the moment passes you by. It's these seconds that mean the most before they're gone in the blink of an eye. You don't wanna be the guy that lies in your bed when your time is up. Asking yourself the question, did I ever live enough? Say yeah to living like you wanted. Say yeah to never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. Only live once, don't think twice. If things gonna be alright, let me hear you scream. Say yeah. Say yeah. Oh, say yeah.
Say yeah to the Grassroots Show and the Grassy Award Nomination Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. In this segment, presented by P&W Construction. We thank them for their support. And a cool tune from Slant 6. And you'll be able to vote on these nominations starting June 1st through the entire month of June at 977rocks.com. And I think the next band up is going to take us on a little ride. They ironically made their debut at our second annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Yep, and they have been pumping the music out, and I think this is their debut as a Grassy nominee band as well.
That's right. So we're talking about Tarachan Sky, the boys from down in the Beaver County way, who just, man, they're a band you're going to want to see live at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. They bring it, to say the least.
Yeah, and I know if one of them, if the music thing never works out, he can go into marketing and advertising via Facebook videos, because I can't get enough of that stuff.
Jake Parks, you missed your calling as a World Wrestling Entertainment participant, I'm telling you. Because he's got the best shtick going. Mean Gene Okerlund doesn't have it this good.
What do you say we take a little hell ride, Bob?
Hell yeah. It's Tarachan Sky on the Grassroots Show and the Grassy Nominations.
Yeah.
Well, we are down through 11 nominations on the Grassy Award nomination show here tonight. Fantastic songs, and I'll tell you what, folks, fantastic songs that didn't even make the list. That's the tough part of it.
That is.
You know, we understand why it's hard to award Grammys and you name it. I mean, the process is not an easy one. And we struggle with this every year, and this was the biggest struggle yet. Because the music just is getting, I mean, we're adding so much.
Yeah, and, you know, so I know there's some people out there going to be disappointed over this or don't agree with our picks, but, you know, I feel good about the way we handle it. We do it as fairly as possible, and even getting it down to this point, it really is in your hands from here on out.
That's right, and it wasn't just Bob in Utah deciding this. There was a dozen of us involved in the process, and everybody had their own opinions, too, which was cool, and that makes it an earned